Let me mention something from yesterday. Yesterday someone asked about birth control. So I can I just say that sometimes husband and wife don't agree. You want to walk in harmony in marriage. And that becomes one of the key issues about, I bring it up even before people are married. I bring up the issue. Because it becomes a sore issue where it can cause a lot of friction. But sometimes, you know, the husband can just force things. But then if he doesn't do it right, then there's not a good relationship. It'd be better to go back and see, well, why would we not? What is in our mind? What are our worries? What are our struggles? Deal with those before the Lord, and then you see the Lord work in our hearts. It's not just the action, it's all the things underneath. There's sometimes a lot of fears and things. I can refer to the self-evaluation sheet. Basically, the way you help, there's a way you evaluate that. You go down and look at the things you circled on the left, like the ones. Those are probably areas that God has already dealt with you and that you're stronger. And then you can go and share with other people. For example, you might not have any struggle with worries. So go back and think, why don't you struggle with worries? What is it? And you'll find these key issues that you trust God, that He's been faithful. On the other side, you'll find the five, the sevens. If you circle those are areas that God wants to work in your life. What I suggest in that case is to have a little spiritual journal. For example, maybe your problem is that I am easily offended. And you write under there, I am easily offended, but I want the Lord to help me to be kind and patient.
那不老地他不啊好过一别那西的起码哎呀别那哈过撇西奶奶所以啊对西的起码就能够撇的起码不论呢谁西的比如撇的起码不论呢不论不论撇的起码当然
And through your quiet time of reading, through preaching, anything that has to do with that, you write it in that book.
哎呀，当别人拿着中了的钱嘛，他苦逼的苦受人的哈的哈的哈的，是不咯？一笔咯，偏的是嘛，偏的是嘛，他前面就背负一记的。
Also incidences, things that are happening around you. That person was, you would before maybe be offended by what that person said, but this time you weren't.
他看到那方块钱嘛，过五年了，他批批了，开开了，批批了钱嘛嘞，他看了，哎呀，人家从那个批信收银背了的信来嘞。
And so you write those down because that becomes a way the Lord's teaching you. Are there any other questions?
ထာရအသက်ရတယ်သူယေရှုခရစ်တော်ကိုယုံကြည်တယ်ထာရအသက်ရတယ်ဘယ်စံမှခံလဲဖြစ်တယ်ဒါကြောင့်မို့ကျွန်တော်စဉ်းစားကြည့်တယ်ခုနကအချက်ကလည်းဘယ်လိုမေးလဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တဲ့နော်အခြားသောဘာသာတွေကတဲ့ဖျားဆိုတော့ယုံတယ်တို့ကိုရအောင်အဲ့မေးဖို့လည်းကြည့
် the questions like the person in baptism when we gospel like when we share gospel some people believe that if we believe Jesus Christ is enoughto get eternal life, it's necessary to take water baptism.
Without taking baptism, they can get salvation.
Mm. Yeah.
So is it right or wrong?
So what does the Bible say? It says, believe and be baptized.
ဘယ်လိုပြောလဲဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ယေရှုခရစ်တော်ပြတဲ့ပါရိသတ်ကမင်းအဖြစ်လောက်နော်နောက်တော့စာရှင်သူမင်းတော်အဖြစ်လောက်ပါရိသတ်ကိုပေးတယ်အဲ့တော့ယောဟန်ပြတဲ့ပါရိသတ်ကလည်းဆိုတော့တော့ရတယ်ဒီညလေးမှာတိုက်ပြီးတော့ရှုပ်ထားတာပြတယ်အဲ့တော့ယုံကြည်သူချင်းချင်းနဲ့မှတော့ဒီစကားလေးတွေတွေ့ရတယ်ဟုတ်ကဲ့ခင်ဗျာဖြည့်ရှင်းပါဦးဆိုတော့အဲ့တော့မယုံဘူးလားကျွန်တော်တို့ဒါဆိုလို့ပြယုံကြည်တာတဲ့ဆိုအခြားသောဘာသာတွေကယုံကြည်သူဖျားကိုယုံကြည်ကြတယ်အဲ့ဒါကလည်းကြည့်ချင်းပေါ့ရတယ်
They believe in that some church, he says some church is accepted these baptisms. They say that no problem if they be baptized, it's okay.
No problem if they're not baptized.
Yeah, no baptized.
Yeah.
So they will get salvation, they say.
Yeah.
They say, I say wrong church. Wrong believing.
Yeah. Is it...The church, it's very clear that the Lord has commanded the people, if you're interested in following Christ, to be baptized. We're not trying to say that the baptism is what saves you.But it is part of obedience. If a person is not willing to be baptized, you need to ask this question, why not? My grandfather, he was in Latvia, And they have a state church. They baptize infants there. I don't think that's good, but that's what they did. But he became a believer. So he had to go to the river in the middle of the night to be baptized.
Commander's mother from a Buddhist monk. Yes, doing
from
some dangerous Buddhist monk.
If some people want to get baptism of water, how shall we do?
I don't think that's the big issue. I mean, even the Philippian eunuch, you know, as he was going along, there's some water, let's get baptized.
And the Philippian,
yeah, you can always take some water and just put it over their head. It's not that hard. Yeah, some people sprinkle that way. I don't think it's that method they're trying to say if it happens to be a desert. You know, I don't think that's the questions we need to ask here.
Yeah, the question is in the ministry field, when we give something to people, they don't say thank you, or they didn't even look at us. So they didn't say thank you. So when we do like this,
bad.
Can we get sometimes we feel
so
bad
they
because
feel
they
bad. So is there is good things a blessing for you will
give
get a blessing from God. It's better to stop not to give or is it good?
Believers or non-believers?
Believer give. Unbeliever or believers maybe. They give, but they don't want to. Some people don't want to say thank you. So give something back.
Why don't they want to say thank you?
Babilo, do you think they look in a
way? Let me just answer. I mean,
so,
no, the question is, if they don't need it, then we don't need to give it to them. If it's because we give it to them, but they don't say the words, but they have a heart of gratitude, that's okay. But we wouldn't like give a Bible to someone that doesn't want one. Yeah, I think we're looking for some good response there.
Yeah.
But whether they say it, it's not so important. But sometimes in the eyes, you get to see their thankfulness.
Mm-hmm.
不要定你我看 The main focus is we'll get blessing or not from God.
Oh,
we will get blessing from God or not.
Yeah, you know, it says be full of good deeds. A good deeds. It has nothing to do with how people respond to us. People don't even have to know we did it. God's keeping a list. Yeah, I mean, yesterday I saw these people sweeping up the floor afterwards. God was paying attention. Yeah, I mean, God always does pay attention to those things. But if our motive is wrong, we want to give so that they recognize us. That's a wrong motive. In that case, it doesn't count as a good deed. Because you want people to look at you. That's selfish. But if you can give what the Lord's given you to others, that's good. Do we have more time?
ဒီလေးလေးကြီးနော်ကျွန်တော်မေးချင်တာကတန်တရားအင်္ဂလိပ်လိုနဲ့ပြောလိုက်လေမင်းနော်အဲကျွန်တော်ဆိုင်နေတယ်အဲကျွန်တော်မေးချင်တာတန်တရားကျွန်တော်ပတ်သက်ပြီးတော့ကျွန်တော်မေးချင်တာပြီးတယ်မနေ့ကဆရာကျွန်တော်တင်ပြခဲ့ခြင်းမှာအကိုမလူတယောက်ကင်းစားရှိတယ်အဲ့ဒီကင်းစားသမားကဒီကင်းစားကကျွန်တော်ဗာလဲတက်တန်နေမှာမဟုတ်ဘူးတန်တရားရှိနေနော်အဲ့တော့ကျွန်တော်တွေ့ကျွန်တော်အရာတစ်ခုကိုအခုကျွန်တော် ကျွန်တော်ဆုတောင်းနေတာမျိုးတန်လို့ကျွန်တော်ဆုတောင်းနေဟုတ်တယ်ကျွန်တော်မလုံးလုံးနဲ့တန်ပြတ်ရှိနေအရာအဲ့ဒါမှကျွန်တော်ဆုတောင်းနေဒါမှကျွန်တော်ဆဲတယ်မှာအာမင်ဆိုတန်ပြတ်ကမပြောက်ဘူးရှိနော်တချို့သောသူတွေကဟုတ်တယ်တချို့သောသူတွေကခမရတယ်တန်မြတ်စိတ်ပျောက်အောင်ဆုတောင်းပါတယ်ခမရရှင်ရှင်ရှင်ရရမှာလည်းမဟုတ်ဘူးကျွန်တော်တော့ကန်တော့ဒီပြေထိုးချင်ထိုးချင်တယ်ဆက်လက်ထလာတယ်ဆိုတော့ဒီဆရာကြီးပေါ်ထားတန်တရားရှိတယ်ဆိုဆူတောင်းမစို့ဆိုတော့အရာကြီးတန်တရားပျောက်သိအောင်ဆူတောင်းမလားသူကျတော့ယုံချက်တောင်းပါလေပြောနေဟုတ်တယ်နော်အဲ့ဒီအဆင်ကိုပြည့်ကျွန်တော်အာမေဆိုရင်တန်တရားစိတ်လိုက်ရှိနေစေပဲဒါမဲ့ဖြေရရင်တော့
တခင်တာ question is based on having doubt
not having doubt
when we feel something really difficultAnd we feel we have doubt on that. Though we pray for example cancer. Cancer, we feel cancer, and we know that cancer will be not okay, and it will make us die or like this something. So we have really doubt. We pray. When we say amen, and okay, definitely doubt comes.
Ah.
So what shall I do? Doubt in order to remove having doubt.This need to confess or how shall we do?
Yeah. Okay, but he mentioned the issue of cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it depends on what we're talking about. But let me use this issue of medical health and cancer. Yes, we need faith to believe.Otherwise, God is not pleased with our prayer. But I'm not so sure we always know that God wants to heal somebody. There's examples where God had sick people in the scriptures.And all of the apostles did die in the end. We have to remember the context of life itself. Now, my God might give us a special hope of healing. And we can take that hope and faith. But I will only pray as far as my faith brings me. But that doesn't mean that you can't pray having, like, if it's about me, I still should be joyful. If God only has given me 10 days or 1 month left, then I want to be a house of praise. Because the better part is yet to come. Bring the other truths into being. Healing is not always the best. I don't know if you see that in the scriptures. I don't see it always the best. But he often uses it in when you're reaching out to non-Christians to bring people to know the Lord. I was talking to my friend in West Bengal, India. They had class and then they sent the people out two by two. And they walked into this one place. Instantly they saw this guy almost withered up, all black. His skin was all black. He used to be very high in the Communist Party. They're inviting him, the people to church. He said, well, if God heals me, I'll go to church. And so they prayed and they left. And God actually healed this man. All the blackness disappeared. He started going to church, he believed. I mean, God is doing this. So we have to have a lot of hope that God does special things. So if that's the only area we're talking about, health is a little different because we cannot say He always wants me healthy. But I can say He always wants me holy, He always wants me joyful, He always wants me peaceful. Do you see the difference? We do know God always wants us joyful and peaceful and loving, self-control. God will also give special gifts, but He also gives the faith to people to heal. If you don't have the faith, then you can't pray. You can ask on their behalf. Does that answer you? Or?
Yeah.
How can acknowledge or how can realize a person who get victory or who's not getting victory?
How can a person
and how can operate? How can acknowledge all this? He is overcomer and he's not overcomer. How can operate?
Oh. If I'm looking at someone else,
yeah.
Well, we We can know some, but we can't know everything. First of all, people are very deceitful. They might present one face, but be very different. Second of all, a person might be doing well in one area, but not well in another area. But you do know the opposite. If a person is sinning, then there's some doubt there. And there's doubt.
The question is now, that here all the minister of God, and how can we recognize, acknowledge, or he's really overcomer, or the victory, he's really.
Why do they want to do that? Why do they want to acknowledge?
No, I say, so how can we, or how can we, or his good work, he's not good work, he's overcomer, he's not overcomer, how can we understand?
But why do they want to know? For pride?
For pride.
So, let me show. Jesus said, I am overcome the world.
Right.
As believer, how can we know that? How can we know that we are overcome?
Or how can we know ourselves?
How can we know ourselves? Or how can we know others?
Others is more difficult.
Yeah, for us. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So how can we know that?
Oh, it's very easy.
Yeah.
So this part's not so hard. If you want to know about yourself, you have a self-evaluation sheet. Or you have a list in Galatians 5. The fruit of the Spirit. Is that what's coming out of my life? You see, but you are right. An overcomer is where you overcome Satan and his tactics in sinning. To overcome is actually to be able to live holy lives, righteous lives, pleasing to Him. So if I still struggle with anger some, I know I still got an issue. Thank you.